This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please, hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line, we've had David before, we have him on again, David Carrico, and today we're going to talk about his book on the Great Seal of the United States. David, thank you so much for being with us again.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Of course, you've been studying the influence of Masonry and the secret societies for a long period of time, but you'd written something some years ago on the Great Seal of the United States, and I think it's so important that people understand that even back in 1782, when the Great Seal was first actually produced, there were strong occult overtones to it. And, of course, a lot of people don't like to accept that because they don't like to accept that Thomas Jefferson, who wrote our Declaration of Independence, was into the occult. But the thing is that Thomas Jefferson had various stages to his life, and certainly in 1776, he was 33 years of age. He was writing from the point of view of a Christian worldview, but shortly thereafter that, he really got involved in spiritualism, and if you get my January newsletter, you'll actually see his quotations talking about his search for spiritualism and getting into these alternative religions and forces, and then into the mysteries, and of course, this is all taken from his own writings and the writings of people who knew him at the time. And don't you think, David, that they've actually concealed so much of the truth about Jefferson, about the Great Seal of the United States?
They absolutely have. And in our book, we have a chapter on Jefferson, and we have one chapter on Washington. And Jefferson was tremendously influenced by the French Revolution and the Grand Orient Freemasonry, as was Franklin. Franklin was actually the worshipful master of a Grand Orient Lodge and actually initiated Voltaire into Blue Lodge Freemasonry. And it's so important for us as Americans that want to do the right thing for our country as true patriots to have an understanding of the foundation of our country. And there are some that would say, well, these men were just all Freemasons, and there certainly were many that they wanted from the very first, as a majority, to use America as a new world order, and that certainly is not true. If you read our Constitution, that certainly would prove that that wasn't the case. But what was true is that there were men that wanted to plant that seed within our nation that would one day be guided by these unseen powers behind the powers, the Illuminous Freemasons that would want to guide it that way, which they certainly have done. But it is a tremendous lie that this was the goal of our founding fathers. That is patently untrue.
And I think it's so important that people understand that the whole goal of the secret societies was to have America lead the world into a one-world government. What's the major driving force behind the move towards world government today? The United States. Where do they build the United Nations headquarters in the United States? Who funds this whole movement for world government? The United States. Who funds these international conferences pushing world government? Why, your tax money and our various organizations and corporations. This is what people don't understand, is the whole driving force for the destruction of America and the destruction of our sovereignty originates here in the United States with secret and covert organizations which have operated since the beginning of time, and we'll be talking much more about that in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is David Carrico, and we're talking about the Great Seal of the United States. And when you talk to people about America's Christian heritage, they will tell you, oh, the majority of our founding fathers were not Christians at all. They were Masons, or they were atheists, or they have all of these explanations of the background of America. And I always start out and say, well, besides Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, name me 10 of our founding fathers who were not Christians. Name me 5, and name me 3, and they can't think of any, because of course Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were two who were at least at the during sometime during their lives that turned their back on God. I think that towards the end of his life, Benjamin Franklin became much more favorable to Christianity, even though I don't think he ever accepted it fully. And I think that Thomas Jefferson never returned to Christianity, but never accepted the divinity of Jesus Christ. And you'll see that in my latest newsletter. But these men, of course, had a great influence on the creation of the Great Seal of the United States. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It was formed in 1782, and you pick up the story from there, David.
Okay. There were three committees, one in 1776, which included Franklin and Jefferson and John Adams, who later became an anti-Mason. There was another committee in 1780 and a third in 1782, and this resulted in dies being cast for the front of the seal in 1782 and in the back in 1841. But in a congressional committee in 1883 that was looking into the seal and in its further use, it rejected the backside of the seal because, in their words of John Eliot, or Charles Eliot, who was a Harvard professor, he said it was nothing but a dull Masonic emblem. In his words, a dull emblem of a Masonic fraternity. And this just goes to show how far we've gone in being desensitized to the acceptance of the things of the occult. Today, it doesn't raise eyebrows at all. The things that happen today are just off the hook. But at that time, in 1883, they could not even display the backside of that seal publicly.
Now, what was on the backside of the seal, so our listeners will know?
Right, we're talking about the pyramid with the all-seeing eye at the top.
And that's what we have on the back of the dollar bill today. But in 1883, they recognized this was an occult, a Luciferian symbol.
Certainly. And we also have a letter in our book from Henry Wallace, the vice president, and where he talks about his discussion with Franklin Roosevelt, who even at the time in 1935...
Hold that thought.
Okay,
our guest this afternoon is David Carrico. He's talking about his book, The Great Seal of the United States, which we carry here at Radio Liberty because we think it's important. And he's mentioning that he has in his book a copy of a letter from Henry Wallace. Henry Wallace was the Secretary of Agriculture and then the Vice President of the United States during the Roosevelt administration. He was a Mason and deeply involved with theosophy, a Luciferian worship. And what did Henry Wallace, and eventually he ran for the Vice Presidency, I think about 1948 with the Progressive Party, but what did Henry Wallace write about the seal that we put on the back of the dollar bill in 35?
And in this, he discusses how that Franklin Roosevelt, who was also a Mason, at the time, also Henry Morgenthau in the cabinet was a Freemason, but they very well understood what that symbolism meant, that that represented the Masonic God, and there was discussions at the cabinet level on whether or not the Christians and the Catholics would have been offended by it. And it was pretty much the general consensus of the time that they could get away with it without too much of an uproar, and they were certainly right.
Now, you mentioned the Masonic God. I thought that a lot of Masons were Christians.
Well, a lot of Masons do profess Christianity, but the God of Freemasonry is not the God of the Bible. This is one of the great deceptions of Freemasonry.
And of course they will tell you that there's a Christian Bible in every Masonic lodge, but that's just in America. If you go into a Muslim country, there's a Quran. You go into a Hindu country, they have their holy book. So in every country throughout the world, they have a different holy book.
Well, not just even in every country, but just like right here in Evansville, Indiana, if a Muslim wanted to be initiated into the Blue Lodge, the Bible would come off the altar and the Quran would go on. And the same way with the Hindu. The Bible would go off and the Veda and the Upanishads would go on. So it's the Bible is not the holy book of Freemasonry. In the words of Masonry, it's a part of the furniture of the Blue Lodge.
And it's just simply a facade to confuse a lot of Masons and a lot of people into believing that this is a Christian organization. It's estimated that up to 40% of Southern Baptist ministers have sworn their allegiance to the great architect of the universe, who is not the God of the Bible. And when you swear your allegiance, this has an impact, just as a Christian knows when he asks God in all sincerity to come into their heart. Why, of course, their life can many times change. I know mine did. But what happens when you ask the great architect to come in? The source of this light that they refer to, and of course anybody who studied this knows this is Lucifer. What happens when you swear these oaths and you don't even understand? You're asking Lucifer to come into your heart.
You certainly are. And our contention through our experience and study of Masonry throughout the years has been that every Freemason is demonized to a certain extent, because the Bible is very explicit with the horror of idolatry. God hates idolatry above all things. And the God of Freemasonry is the God that accepts all men of all faiths on the basis of their Masonic works and promises them eternal life. The God of the Bible says of Jesus Christ in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
And you don't get into heaven by works. You don't get into heaven by being a good individual. You get into heaven because you believe in Jesus Christ. That was the gift of salvation.
You certainly do. And the Bible also tells us that to partake of idolatry, you partake in fellowship with demons. So I don't care how well-intentioned. You know, you cannot commit well-intentioned idolatry. When you bow the knee at the Masonic altar and you bind your soul with a death oath to the pagan Gaiatu of Freemasonry, there is a spiritual price tag that is beyond the comprehension. It is literally something that can damn your soul. And this is something that the American church has lost their horror and repulsion at idolatry and paganism.
But you certainly get a lot of benefits from becoming a Mason. I mean, certainly you get promotions in your job. If you're in the police force, you get promoted. If you're in the military, you get promoted over all everybody else. And certainly you may get to be a Supreme Court judge. You may get to be a senator. You may get to be a congressman. You might even get to be president of the United States.
Yes, you certainly might. And there's no doubt about the temporal benefits of Freemasonry. And there is also no doubt about the spiritual carnage that it wrecks in your life. And
you
this is the choice that Jesus calls upon us to make, whether we are going to serve him or the world. And we must choose.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that of the last 12 presidents, six were either Masons or closely associated and affiliated with Masonry, and one of them even took the honorary 33rd degree of Masonry in the White House back in 1988.
Yes, certainly, Mr. Reagan. And the impact of the Lodge upon our country in its founding, just looking at the layout of Washington, D.C., in the Supreme Court judges and the power that it has played from its beginning until now, it's undeniable. And this is the thing that revisionist history has left out. It has left out the role that secret societies have played in our country, totally ignoring in the 19th century the anti-Masonic party and the furor. When the secrets of Freemasonry was first revealed to the public in 1830, there was an anti-Masonic political party, which Willard Fillmore was a part of. He ran on the anti-Masonic ticket, not for president, but for other offices. And, you know, this is something that revisionist history is not going to tell you.
Well, you know, so you mentioned the layout of Washington, D.C. Would you like to sort of develop that idea? You mean the architecture of our nation's capital has something to do with Masonry and the occult?
Yes, absolutely. You can see the pentagram and the goat's head in the actual layout of the street designs in Washington, D.C. And this isn't something that's fantasy or someone's imagination. the architects that laid out Washington were Freemasons.
And we even carry a book called The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, or The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, published not by some fringe publishing house, but by HarperCollins. And it's available, The Occult Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And the fact that you've never heard these things before simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think.
Exactly right. And another glaring example is the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor, a gift from the Grand Orient of France, a gift from French Freemasonry. And, of course, this is the goddess of reason that is so revered by Freemasonry. It is the goddess Astarte. And if you look far enough, it is Lucifer and manifesting itself. And, you know, these are things that as Christians, we can't be proud of, but we have to realize that these are not the norm of our country. These are the abnormal, that the Constitution, that the godly men in the founding of our country laid down, this is what we must fight and we must contend for, and we must speak out against this paganism that is striving to take our nation into this one world order. They would have us to believe, like Manly Hall, the 33rd degree Mason, called Masonry's greatest philosopher, his book, The Secret Destiny of America, would have us to believe that this from its inception has been the goal of our nation. This is the lie of Lucifer and Lucifer's plan for America, not God's plan.
And of course, what people have to realize is there have been two forces in America since its inception, going back to 1640 when a group of Rosicrucians arrived. Now, remember, certainly we had the Jamestown colony in 1607, and then we have the Pilgrims 1620, and then we have the Rosicrucians coming in 1640, and since then we've had two parallel forces. Both, of course, vying for control of this country. One the occult, the other Christian. And, you know, for 200 years, this was predominantly Christian. Certainly the wicked people managed to erode our moral foundation so that by 1735 or 38, this had become a totally pagan, corrupt society. And then came the First Great Awakening with Jonathan Edwards. And America turned back to God. And out of that then came the American Revolution, and this idea that men could be free, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes, and in what that was called the Second Great Awakening in 1830, which the principal player on that was Charles Finney. And what people don't understand, and in Charles Finney's book, which I believe you carry, do you not?
Yes, we do. Charles Finney, a book on Masonry, right?
And this book, which is one of the most valuable books to understanding the history of our country, for the simple reason that in that book, Charles Finney gives the total credit for the revival that swept America in the 1830s to the fact that the churches in America renounced and repented of their Freemasonry. They gave Freemasons the choice. You either choose the church or you choose the lodge. And if you choose the lodge, you can no longer hold membership in our church. That is what Charles Finney accredited to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the 1830s.
And that book, of course, is Character Claims and Practical Workings of Freemasonry. We carry that. And we carry the other book, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. The reason we carry them is we want you to be able to check out and find if we're telling the truth. Because if we're telling the truth, then you've been lied to in your schools and your universities and by your media. And yes, even Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly are not telling you the full truth. And
no.
Certainly not Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw, but even more so, even more frightening, is the churches haven't been telling you the truth either. And many ministers are afraid to discuss this for fear that they will be targeted and removed. And we're out here on the front line trying to get people to understand that America will be lost if we do not address the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God. It's operating at every level of our society today. It's operating at the various highest levels of our government. And, of course, while our attention is focused on what's happening in Iraq, why, of course, we're progressively losing our freedom here at home to these same dark spiritual forces. This new church growth movement really comes right out of the pit of hell. And we can
sure
talk
is.
More about that at another time. We'll be back in just a moment after Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there was the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Wake of the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable, but through regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000.
That's Alimax. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. And let me just mention to you that we carry something called Phonopoly. And Phonopoly is a board game that's designed to teach you and your children and your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And basically, it's designed by Murdoch Culbreth, who created the phonics game. It's played like a Monopoly. It's loads of fun. But it's designed so that in 16 hours, why you can learn to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And they've deliberately dumbed down our children. They don't want you reading the history of the past. They don't want you to understand the history of this nation. They don't want you to understand there have been two parallel forces, one Christian and, of course, the other a Luciferian operating in the United States going back to 1640. And you say, I've never heard these things before. And, of course, you haven't heard them because you're not supposed to, because we weren't designed to read. They taught us to read in a manner that they knew would not work. But you can counter that. Get Phonopoly, and it's $139.95. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. We give you two books along with us, and we'll soon be having back in stock The Brave New Schools. If you want to wait for it, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR today. And then, of course, we want to mention that we actually carry the Miracle 2 soap products. And Miracle 2 soap, well, we can't make any claims for it. We will tell you that our users, the people who use them, tell us wonderful stories and how it helps rashes and how it helps so many things in their life. People use the products because they work. They wouldn't use them if at least it didn't help them. And so if you'd like to know more about Miracle 2 soap products, you can go to our website. There's a blurb on them there. Of course, you can also get a sample, I should say, a set of all of the products at reduced cost simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. There's a soap. There's a moisturizing soap, which I've used for about 3 years because it helps a rash I have. We have, of course, a neutralizer, which some people say helps their stomach. Call right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is David Carrico, and we're talking about basically the Great Seal of the United States. And what most people do not understand is the Great Seal was eventually put on the back of the dollar bill. It is a cult. The pyramid there has nothing to do with America. It has to do with the secret societies it represents, because the secret society has been passed down from ancient Babylon and ancient Egypt, and that's why there's a pyramid on the back of your dollar bill with a caption underneath in Roman numerals 1776. That could either be the Declaration of Independence or the Illuminati, which was formed in 1776, May 1st. But, of course, the emblem, the triangle with the glorified eye in it is an emblem of the ancient mystery religions. It goes back 6,000 years, and anybody who doubts that, we have an interview with Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, where he says these crazy right-wingers come and show me this emblem, and they want to tell me it's the emblem of the Illuminati. Well, that emblem has been around for 6,000 years, and he's right, because the Illuminati and the Masonry are simply modern-day manifestations of the ancient mystery religions, and you'll learn that, and you can document that if you get a copy of my January newsletter. So pick up the story from there, David.
Yes, and we have a very telling picture from Manly P. Hall in his book, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. And on the pyramid, there is the picture of the Master Mason standing upon the pyramid. And this is how they see the completion. Of course, on the pyramid is unfinished, and in the on the Great Seal we have the eyeball. With the all-seeing eye in the triangle representing that Masonic god who the Masons readily admit is the god Osiris. And even older than that, it goes back to the Babylonian mysteries of Nimrod and Semiramis. But they see the vehicle of the secret societies as completing and putting the capstone upon that pyramid, and that is exactly what they're working to, and that is the way they are working toward that, using secret societies to manipulate and control not only the masses, but the people that are in government, who are really not the figures of power. They are controlled and manipulated by what we could call the invisible government behind them, the unseen hand, this mysterious power of the financial bankers and those that believe that the ignorant masses do not have the ability to rule themselves. And this thinking, like you've said, this is the thinking of secret societies all the way back thousands of years before Christ, that the elite must look out for the ignorant masses because they are incapable of doing so for themselves.
And that is exactly what Plato wrote about in the Republic. And Plato was deeply steeped in the mysteries, as was his mentor Socrates, as was Socrates' mentor Pythagoras several generations earlier, as was Aristotle, as was Alexander the Great. They were all steeped in the mysteries. They all believed in a ruling elite. And if you read the Republic, what did Plato advocate? A ruling elite, a massive police force that was monitoring the people and controlling the people, and then everybody else is a serf. And that's exactly what's being planned today. In the name of course, fighting terrorism, we've got to control the people. These wicked terrorists are out there, and so we've got to take the freedom away from the law-abiding citizens to control those wicked terrorists.
Yes, and in the early church, and what we really need to understand, anyone that's ever been to Sunday school or read the Bible at all, understands that in the Old Testament and the New, these mystery religions were the enemies of Christianity and the number one problem to Christianity. And in the early church, there was a time of real revival, and many times, even in the book of Acts, it tells how the people, they came and they burned their occult books. And there was a saying among the early Christians, they would chant, "Pan is dead, Pan is dead, the god of the mysteries." And in Manly P. Hall's book, he makes this statement. He says, "Great Pan is not dead. Freemasonry is the proof of his survival." And this is Freemasonry's position. And as you drew the analogy that there are two groups of people in our nation now, this is the way to understand the founding of our nation. Today, there are the occultists they are in the majority, and we are in the post-Christian era. In the founding of our nation, the Christians were the majority, with those occultists trying to implant these things in our nation.
And of course, in every major society in America today, there is an occult bookstore. You can go down on Santa Cruz, a Pacific Garden Mall, and you'll find it at the Gateway Bookstore. Fascinating books there on Satanism and witchcraft, on the whole gamut of the occult. You'll find these in every major city. And yet the Christians have no idea what's going on, because, of course, they're not being informed in their church. They're not being informed, certainly, by the media. Well, that's what Radio Liberty is here for. We'll be back in just a moment or two with David Carrico, talking about the Great Seal of the United States. And you better find out what's happening.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-MORE, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-MORE now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we just want to mention that we do carry the Big Berkey water filters. We carry the Big Berkey, we carry the Berkey Light. The Big Berkey is stainless steel, the Berkey Light is Lexan, so it's clear. The Big Berkey filters are made of ceramic, packed with charcoal. The Berkey Light filters are what we call Black Berkey, and they really work much more efficiently, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, depending upon how often you use them. Both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light can have special post filters put on to take out the fluoride, which you really don't want to have in your drinking water. The Big Berkey is $239.95. The Berkey Light is $199.95. Both have them a shipping cost of $10. If you get either one of them from Radio Liberty, well, you get a 4-tape set or a video that we produced. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask about a Big Berkey or a Berkey Light water filter. And then I just want to mention that I hope many of you will seriously consider getting a special set from the Institute of the Constitution, a special kit, so you can begin teaching yourself and your family and your friends and the people in your church about America's Christian heritage. The most carefully kept secret in America today is we were once a Christian nation. We were founded by Christians. Our laws were Christian. Everybody in the world knew we were a Christian nation. Everybody in America knew we were a Christian nation. Gee, hasn't that changed today? Why? Because the anti-Christians are attacking Christianity, and the churches refuse to stand up and identify those wicked people on the other side. So if you'd like to get the Institute of the Constitution set up, call 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or go to their website at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is David Carrico. And David, we've gotten a long way from the Great Seal of the United States, so let's get back to that. You have a book, and we carry the book, on the Great Seal of the United States, an occult emblem that was put on both the front and the back of the Great Seal of the United States. And then the emblem on the back was actually concealed from public observation from early on up until 1935. When both the front and the back were placed onto the back of the dollar bill. Really, I should almost sort of in a bragging way saying, now we got you. Now we control you. And you're too dumb to understand because we've dumbed you down. You don't even recognize that this is a Luciferian symbol on the back of the dollar bill.
Absolutely. And could we take just a second and give out our website?
You go right ahead.
And I told the nice lady that called me .com, and it's .org, but our website is www.ritualabusefree.org, not .com, but .org, and we have also a toll-free number at 1-866-200-9682, and as you were talking, one of the great deceptions of secret societies is that what they do is secret, and the way these people love to do, they love to wear their emblems and their things that they think nobody else knows anything about, and they get a great kick about that. There's a pin that's disgusting. It looks like a golf club and golf balls, but it's not. It's actually a phallic symbol that they will wear into church, and it's of their password Tubal Cain, and they get a tremendous kick out of this. They think it's so funny. And this is the way the Great Seal is. They think they're the only ones that know about this, and the fact that they've got this on the dollar bill In our book, The Great Seal, we have in there from the Scottish Rite magazine the admission of all the Masonic emblems that's put on there. They know about it, and they're proud of it. And they think that everyone else is so dumb they don't know what's going on. But it's time for people to find out what is going on. And it's not like maybe these things are sold. These things are absolutely sold. They are facts. And anybody that cares to look into it for even the briefest period of time, you can overwhelmingly convince yourself that the things that you and I have been saying are true. And there are so many materials that are available that there's just no excuse. Ignorance is not bliss. And there's no excuse for people not understanding and knowing the things that we're talking about.
And of course, if you look into the background of the number 13, it had nothing to do with 13 colonies, although some people, I'm sure, at the time thought it did. The 13 is an occult symbol. And there's so many 13s, the number of stairs on the pyramid, the number of stars above the eagle, the number of items in the right hand and the left hand, and the 13 feathers, and so much information there having to do with this number 13. It's an occult number. They understand that. They just figure you're not going to understand it.
Exactly right. And like we say, we've got in our book the material from their own magazines where they admit this. It's not like maybe this isn't true. It's absolutely true. And I could give that to the readers real quickly on page 9 of her book. And here's the 13. And that 13, this is the number in the witch's coven. And this is also the number of Judas who betrayed Christ. And it was also interesting that 13 pence was the price of the executioner in Old England. So that's kind of interesting also. But by their own admission, they placed the 13 leaves in the olive branch, the 13 bars and stripes in the shield, 13 feathers in the tail, 13 arrows, 13 letters in E Pluribus Unum on the ribbon. There are 13 stars in the green crest. There are 32 long feathers representing the 32 degrees in Scottish Rite Masonry. There are 13 granite stones in the pyramid with the Masonic all-seeing eye completing it. There are 13 letters in Anuit Coptis. God has prospered. So, you know, these things are not coincidence.
And this is what the Masons say themselves. This is not what David Carrick was saying. They brag about this, and we have a book called Spiritual Politics, written by the occultist Corrine McLaughlin, Gordon Davidson, and they brag about this. But you see, they figure that the average American is too dumb to begin to understand the occult and secret significance of what you see every day on the back of the dollar bill. As is used to say in the X-Files, it's all hidden in hidden in plain sight.
Yes. And like what we say there on page 9 of our book on the Great Seal, this is a direct quote from the New Age magazine, which was what the Scottish Rite magazine was called up until about 1981. And this is the April 1960 edition, a reproduction of the page there from the Scottish Rite magazine. So, you know, this is what they say. And we need to understand and know what they say. Because, you know, it is a time right now of extreme importance when we're coming to a point in our nation where we're going to have a skull and bones runoff.
You mean between George Bush, skull and bones, and John Kerry, skull and bones? And both skull and bones comes right out of the occult secret societies of Bavaria going back to the 1830s.
Yes, and we also have here in our Great Seal book, an entire chapter on the skull and bones, where we have a chart of the 16 families in America that had power before the founding of our country that are these skull and bones. I call them the American royalty. And of those 16 families, 9 of them are located in that tiny state of Massachusetts. That's why I have said for a long time, keep your eye on John Kerry. I believe he is the man the order wants.
Well, if you'd like to get this book on the secret, pardon me, on the Great Seal of the United States, we carry this book as well as several other of David's books. And, of course, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. But the book on the Great Seal is really so very important. He has another book on, let's see if I can get it. Is it Satanism, Masonry in Egypt, or Egypt and Masonry?
The Egyptian Masonic Satanic Connection.
Well, I was getting close. So this is about a secret society that was back where he lives, that was out killing children. There are secret satanic societies in America. For instance, the killing, the Son of Sam killings, was part of a secret satanic movement. And David Berkowitz only killed a couple of the people, but it was all covered up. They didn't want you to know there were secret societies. Or, of course, the Manson movement was tied into that. That's all covered in a book called The Ultimate Evil by Maury Terry. Just try to get a copy of that book, The Ultimate Evil. Go to your bookstore and try to get a copy. It was just reprinted last year, and amazingly, all of the copies just disappeared right here in America. But certainly these books of David's and David Carrico, we carry them. And, of course, the book on the background of the Great Seal of the United States is so important. And so you actually have a whole chapter in there on Skull and Bones?
Yes, absolutely. And this is another one of those groups that is an elitist group that involves people that were in power at the time and even before the founding of our country. And in this, we also trace the effect of, like, Averell Harriman, who was in the Skull and Bones, and he played such an important role in the Roosevelt administration. And it's also interesting, when Henry Wallace was so associated with communism that he had to step down, he was replaced with by Averell Harriman. So it's just an amazing, intricate web. And we also document, we have an entire chapter of all of the people that were associated with the Communist Party that were involved in Skull and Bones and also the Roosevelt administration, and the role that this secret society has played in the implementation of this plan is just undeniable.
And you know, one of the hardest things for the average person to understand is, why would anybody of great wealth want to be a communist? Well, if you strip away all the malarkey surrounding communism, all the idealism, what you really find is a power structure. You find a ruling elite, a massive police force, and everybody else enslaved. That's the way it was in communist Russia, and that's exactly what they want here. And that is why our elitist here has always worked and helped to finance what was going on in Russia. The perfect foil, the perfect enemy. But, of course, what they had in Russia was exactly what they want here, and that is a ruling elite, and, of course, everybody else, kept down in place by a massive police force that watches and monitors and controls everything they do. That is what people find so difficult to believe, and, of course, especially today as we expand the power of the government in the name of the Office of Homeland Security, in the name of fighting those wicked terrorists, and there's such a threat to America that it's been over 2 years since September 11th, and there's not been one single attack. I talked to a fellow who works for military intelligence this last week. He said, the whole threat of Islamic terrorism is a fraud. There is no threat from Islamic terrorism, but it keeps you diverted, and boy, it sure does.
Yeah, at the most, it has certainly been tremendously exaggerated. And what people need to understand that there's no difference whatsoever in the goals of communism and Illuminized Freemasonry. And the French Revolution was the prototype for the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. They patterned it after it. And also, the Bolshevik Revolution was run from Masonic lodges that were founded from the Grand Orient of France in Moscow. And the Russian Revolution was run out of about a half a dozen lodges that were controlled by the Grand Orient of France. And those same people, Lafayette's wife, General Lafayette's wife, gave George Washington his Masonic apron. And as I mentioned also, Benjamin Franklin was the master of a French Grand Orient Lodge initiated Voltaire into Freemasonry. And Thomas Jefferson, tremendously influenced by that French Revolution, and the same people that brought you the French Revolution and the Bolshevik Revolution, this is the same people that tried to implant through Grand Orient Freemasonry this philosophy into the Founding Fathers. And they succeeded in some, but not in the majority, because our Constitution and the document that they produced, an amazing document, it's glaring proof that at that time they failed. But if we look at what's going on in our society right now, it's glaring proof that these same people are now succeeding.
And, of course, what most Americans do not understand is what I cover in my December newsletter, and that is that from 1941 until 1971, Masons, Masonic judges on the United States Supreme Court dominated the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4, to 8-1. In other words, at one time, 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices were Masons, and it was during those years they took God and prayer out of our schools that they began to centralize all power over Washington, D.C. They began to undermine the fabric of our Constitution. They opened up the gates for massive immigration. All of this was done to bring about where we are today. But the biggest thing was the Masons wanted to do away with the Christian foundation of this nation and move us from a Christian republic to a secular democracy. And the fact that nobody will tell the American people that simply once again reflects the degree of control that today exists over what the American people think. If you'd like to verify what I've said, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for a copy of my December newsletter. You'll get the documentation where you can begin to research it. It's all there, but of course the American people are not to know. Would that be a fair statement, David?
That is absolutely fair. And things that are so outrageous, the secularization and the stripping of God out of our country, it was not brought about by things that the American people were allowed to vote on, but through the Masonic control of the judiciary. And a perfect example would be the Ninth Circuit and those, I don't know what you'd call them people, but they have literally, instead of the judiciary interpreting the law, they create laws. They have used the bench to impose laws upon us. And it's actually a brilliant sidestepping. You know, it's diabolical, but yet it's brilliant. They have used the judiciary to impose these things on us that we never wanted.
And, of course, supposedly our laws are based upon the consent of the governed. And yet, if you look at a recent poll by CNN, USA Today, where they asked, I think, 1,000 people how they felt about Judge Roy Moore and his Ten Commandments monument, 77% of the people supported Judge Moore, and they felt that the judges and the courts were wrong. But you see, these people on the other side, they don't care what we think, because they have their people planted in the judiciary, and they control the media. And so the average American has no idea what's going on. We have an awful lot of good people out there who love America, who love God, who know that this was a Christian country. And yet, of course, when you control the media, when you control the courts, why, you are well on the way towards the dictatorship, which is, of course, what they always want. And you read the Masonic writings, and specifically morals and dogma, they will tell you that they will be the ones who will control the people, who rule the world.
Right. And just like a tremendously revealing statement that Albert Pike made in Morals and Dogma, about the actual degrees of Masonry that the Freemason would participate in, it says it's not intended that he understand them, but it's intended that he thinks he understands them. And that's the way the media operates. They don't want us to understand the truth. They want us to think we understand the truth. They want to create the world for us and through their perceptions. Just like on the issue of homosexuality, if you would listen to the evening news, you would think everyone in America was a homosexual, when in reality, a very small percentage are. But through this spin in the media, they have a tremendous amount of influence and control. But this is not the consensus of the average American, and we need to wake up and to realize this.
And, of course, sexual immorality and Luciferianism go hand in glove. Homosexuality and Luciferian go hand in glove. Not that every homosexual is a Luciferian. But most Luciferians are homosexual, because anything that is a violation of God's plan for reproduction or for humanity, they embrace.
Yes, absolutely. And also, here again, the politically correct atmosphere that has been adopted in the media and our society, this has filtered down into the church. And instead of the church being a standard and being a voice, and Isaiah 58:1 is the foundation of our intercessory ministry, in our ministry, it says, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and shew my people their transgressions."
We're just about out of time. Let's get out your website and your telephone number one more time.
Alrighty, our website is www.ritualabusefree.org, and our toll-free number is 1-866-296-82.
One more time.
1-866-296-82, and the web is www.ritualabusefree.org. That's all small letters.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us. Our guest has been David Carrico. His book is, of course, The Great Seal of the United States. And, of course, you can give us a call if you'd like to get his material. We'd be glad to send you a catalog. But you can go to his website, or you can get that book, The Great Seal of the United States, through Radio Liberty. You need to understand what this is all about while we can still make a difference. Thanks so much. God bless you, David.
God bless you, Dr. Sands.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me tell you, we have all sorts of information here at Radio Liberty that you need to get, and you need to help us disseminate out across America. And we have a 4-tape set on the JFK assassination. We have a JFK assassination update. I believe that material that Craig Roberts has written about the president's assassination, and of course A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, we carry Craig Roberts' analysis of the murder of President Kennedy. All of this is so important that you have this information and understand that JFK was actually killed by people within the Central Intelligence Agency and covered up. We carry a book called Regicide, supposedly based upon the papers of Mr. Crowley, Robert Crowley, the director of covert operations for the CIA. We suggest you get it and read it. I do not know it's accurate, but I think it corresponds very much with much of what I do know. That's Regicide. So all of these things are available. If they could get away with killing an American president, what else could they get away with? And you must understand that they get away with an awful lot of things. If you have not yet seen my 4-tape set on, pardon me, my video on Iraq, the Untold Story, and then the syllabus that goes with it, we even have there Operation Northwood, a previously top-secret document where they actually... the military had planned how they were going to get a war with Fidel Castro, and they planned to shoot down a plane, presumably loaded with people, and then, of course, blame it on Fidel Castro so they could get an emotional response from the American people so we'd go to war with Cuba or sink some boats or kill some Americans, and then we could get a war. You need to get this documentation. It's all in the syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time we have to remind you that Radio Liberty really is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program and know there's a problem and care about freedom. if you're willing, of course, to take a stand with us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation under God can long endure. Now, we're carrying a number of items, one of them which we think is so vitally important, because all across America, churches are going into the purpose-driven church. You have to understand what this is all about. It's about manipulation of the Christians. It's about playing games with their minds. It's about changing the nature of God, changing the nature of music. Oh, we're told, as Rick Warren says, that there is no such thing as Christian music. There's just Christian lyrics. God wrote all that. God created all the music in the world. And, of course, how dare you, he infers, how dare you say that this music is bad just because it has this terrible beat and has this terrible sound and goes against everything that you as a Christian would support. Listen to it. Get used to it. It's good for you. We can be more like the world. We can get, the people from the rock culture into our church, and or maybe we can bring the rock culture into our church and change the culture of our Christians. And this is what they've done. They've changed the music of our church. They've changed the message of our church. You need to get our four tapes out on musical madness and understand the impact of this beat on your psyche, on your very soul. You need to get our new four-tape set, Diaprax in the Church, to understand the church growth movement, and we will send you material from Dr. Klink and from Bird Show so you can see how they take all these different translations of the Word of God. And if it's the Word of God, how can there be so many translations? And what does God mean when he says so many different things? And pretty soon you end up being confused. And that's what it's all about, is confusing the Christians and then, of course, changing their psychological and their psychiatric outlook. And, of course, changing the very message and the reality of God. Diaprax in the Church, must-seeing, our new four-tape set on the church growth movement, and, of course, our four-tape set on musical madness, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope that you'll want to get our new video. It's called Megiddo, the March to Armageddon. And we've put out so many of these, and I've got a tremendous response from the people who've seen this. It's over 2 hours of, really, you'll be riveted as you begin to understand we're moving into World War III with the destruction of everything that most people think is important. Well, the most important thing is your personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And don't ever let them erode that, not the church growth movement or the purpose-driven church or what it would be. You are the one who's going to have to stand before the gates of heaven, not your minister, who may very well have misled you, because, of course, it's very, very profitable when you go into this. You make lots of money. You bring in lots of people. All you have to do is modify the message of the church. All you have to do is modify the music, and the people will flock in. But does that really honor God? Well, you need to get our material. You need to find out what's really going on. And, of course, Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, Diaprax in the Church, the other items we mentioned earlier. If you'd like a free copy of our December newsletter, which goes into why the Supreme Court took God out of our churches, took God out of our schools, why they took prayer out of our schools, why they took the Ten Commandments out of our schools, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for a free copy of our December newsletter. And then, of course, go to our website at radioliberty.com. Tell people about our new evening program. You can hear our evening program on shortwave at 5.745 megahertz from 8 to 10 here on the Pacific Coast, 10 to 12 Central Time, every weekday night. Help us to build up our listening audience. Help us to educate the people. Again, this is a shortwave program every evening, 5.745 megahertz. And then, of course, pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.